Welcome. A warm welcome to our winter edition. As we step into the winter months, we're excited to share our latest issue of our customer magazine, My Home. In this edition, we focus on the season of giving and togetherness while offering resources to support you and your community. We know the festive season can bring immense joy, but it can also be a challenging time for some. This winter, we're highlighting Age UK's Together We're Not Alone campaign, which calls for community support and connection. As Age UK reminds us, a simple call or visit can bring light to someone's life this Christmas. At Aspire, we're always striving to build stronger, safer communities. That's why we're addressing antisocial behaviour, ASB, in this issue, helping residents understand what ASB is and why reporting it is crucial. Our new ASB campaign encourages you to spot it, report it, and we'll action it. Find out more inside this issue. This season also brings financial pressures, so our money advice team is here to help. Whether it's budgeting tips or avoiding the risk of loan sharks, we can provide the tools to navigate the festive season without financial stress. Additionally, we're continuing our Warm Spaces initiative, offering welcoming places for you to stay warm, enjoy a cup of tea, and connect with others in the community. These events have made a real difference. Look out for details inside this issue. As 2024 draws to a close, we want to thank you for being part of our Aspire community. Together, let's make this season a time of warmth, support and connection. From all of us at Aspire Housing, we wish you a joyful Christmas and a happy new year. Andre Zutkowski, Executive Director of People. Aspire Housing Christmas Closure Period. As the holiday season approaches, our offices will be closed during the Christmas period. Our offices will close at 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve and will reopen at 8 a.m. Thursday, the 2nd of January 2025. While our offices may be closed, we want to assure you that essential services will still be available during this time, and we are encouraging all customers to use our My Account portal for non-urgent matters. For emergency repairs, our phone lines will remain open as normal throughout the festive period. Please don't hesitate to call us if you're facing any urgent issues that could pose a risk to health, safety, or property. We'll ensure your repair is dealt with promptly to keep you and your home safe. For all non-urgent repairs, we kindly ask customers to log their requests through My Account, our customer portal. This allows you to report issues at your convenience 24/7. Once logged, we'll handle your repair request as soon as possible when our offices reopen. How My Account can help you. We encourage all customers to make full use of My Account during the closure period and beyond. Through the portal, you can report non-urgent repairs quickly and easily. Report any ASB. You can report incidents 24/7. Pay your rent at a time that suits you. And send us messages or inquiries for our team to respond to when our offices reopen. If you haven't already registered for My Account, now is the perfect time to sign up. It's simple and accessible from any device, making it easier for you to stay on top of repairs, payments, and communication. Our latest TSM results, April to September 2024. Overall satisfaction. 78% of customers living in rented homes are satisfied with the overall service provided by Aspire. Maintenance. 97% of emergency repairs were completed within target. 82% of customers are satisfied that we provide a home which is safe. Engagement. 81% of customers said they are treated fairly and with respect. 74% of customers said they are satisfied that they are kept informed about the things that matter to them. Complaints. 39 on average, Aspire received 39 complaints per 1,000 homes in quarter 1 and quarter 2 of 2024-25. Stage 1 and 2 complaints. 91% of stage 1 complaints were completed within 10 working days. Building safety. 99.96% gas checks had been carried out in 99.96% of homes at the end of quarter 2. 100% of water safety, lift safety, asbestos safety and fire safety checks in the first half of 2024-25. Neighbourhoods. 59% of customers are satisfied with Aspire's ASB handling approach. On average, 22 cases of ASB were reported per 1,000 homes in quarter 1 and quarter 2, 2024-25. 67% of customers are satisfied we make a positive contribution to neighbourhoods. For a detailed look at the full year-to-date results and to see our annual results for 2023-24, visit www.aspirehousing.co.uk/TSMS or scan the QR code on page 3 of the standard print version. Chat to Aspire. Your voice is shaping our future. Our 2024 Chat to Aspire survey has been the most successful yet, engaging with 31% of our target customer base and receiving 2,716 responses. We reached customers from 65 different Aspire estates across all 9 local councils through a mix of text messages, email and in-person surveys. Alongside the survey, our team also collected 100 bags of litter during our big community cleanup events, showing that together we can make a difference. Our stats so far. 80% of customers found the process of reporting repairs fairly or very easy. 69% reported their last repair by phone. 27% reported their last repair on our online portal. 45% of users found the portal very easy to use. 60% of customers prefer a text message to arrange repairs appointments. 65% of customers prefer a text message to be updated about repairs. We've already made positive changes towards actioning improvements with 14 out of 27 quick wins already introduced. Your feedback has played a central role in shaping these improvements. In June, we introduced our ambitious Home Transformation Programme, a complete overhaul of how Aspire will meet your maintenance needs. Our aim is to deliver repairs and services when and how you need them, based on the feedback from Chat to Aspire survey. A dedicated transformation team is hard at work, focusing solely on enhancing our home maintenance service. They are reviewing everything from operating days and hours to how we manage in-house and contractor repairs to how we prioritise and allocate tasks. changes they will be working towards implementing are offering more appointment slots and arriving when we say we will, keeping you updated once an issue has been logged through a range of communication channels to suit your needs, showing respect for you and your home, taking steps to ensure repairs are done right first time through material availability and diagnostics processes, forming an Aspire 100 group where you could play a crucial role in testing new systems and apps before they go live, redesigning our systems and processes to align with feedback. We look forward to sharing more updates and thank you for being part of transforming our home service program. Putting people first. How our board of directors put you at the heart of Aspire. At Aspire Housing, our board of directors plays a crucial role in shaping the future of the organization. They're responsible for making key decisions, ensuring we stay on track to meet our goals and setting the strategic direction. They also keep a close eye on how our services are delivered and how we're spending money. The board is made up of 10 members, including one customer board director, and they meet every quarter. Listening to our customers has always been and will continue to be a priority for Aspire. That's why every board meeting starts with a customer voice update from our customer board member. This update provides valuable insights into what we're doing well and where we can improve. By starting with these discussions, the board is able to make informed decisions that reflect what matters most to you. Earlier this year, we reintroduced the Seeing is Believing program for our board members. This gives them a chance to meet with both customers and colleagues in our communities. Some of our board members joined us at the Customer Summit in July and took part in our Chat to Aspire event. Over the next few months, they'll also be attending customer assessor visits or joining our locality managers on a neighbourhood tour. This hands-on approach helps our board get a true sense of what's working and where we can do more. Our customer engagement structure is built on a range of customer groups with OASIS, Observing Aspire Service and Improving Standards, Leading the Way. Meeting quarterly, OASIS keeps a close eye on how we're performing against our customer promises, gives input on customer-facing policies, and isn't afraid to challenge us when expectations aren't met. The connection between the board and OASIS is stronger than ever, ensuring your voice is central to Aspire's corporate plan that we launched earlier this year, along with our People First philosophy. Quote, being an involved customer means helping shape Aspire to be the best housing association it can be for our community. End quote. Rose, OASIS. For more information about how to get involved, visit aspirehousing.co.uk/get-involved or scan the QR code on page 5 of the standard print version. Meet your talented Aspire team. Jake, caretaking. As a caretaker, my main job is keeping the neighbourhoods tidy. Whether it's picking up litter, clearing fly tipping, or helping out at community events like the walkabouts, I work closely with the locality's team and our customers to keep everything running smoothly. I love the teamwork aspect of my job, and there's nothing more rewarding than seeing a customer happy with a job well done. Taking pride in making an area spotless is always a great feeling. It's busy, but I really enjoy the variety, and hearing great feedback from both staff and customers makes it all worthwhile. Jack, Communications. As Communications and Engagement Manager, I lead our amazing communications team at Aspire Housing. We handle everything from managing our website and social media to creating brochures, signage, and magazines like this one. We ensure our customers and colleagues stay informed about everything happening across the business. No 2 days are ever the same. My work can range from supporting colleagues and planning communications to promoting the launch of new homes, working with local press, or meeting customers at events. Julie, Customer Excellence. As a Customer Excellence Advisor, I'm part of the brilliant customer-focused team at Aspire Housing. We're the first point of contact for customers, handling everything from repairs and rent accounts to tenancies and signposts to the local council when finding a new home. I love working in housing because it allows me to help people and create meaningful outcomes that improve their lives. The support from our amazing team makes all the difference. Emma, Home Services Delivery. As the Home Service Delivery Manager, I work to ensure that our customers have safe and decent homes to live in. It's incredibly rewarding to know I can make a positive difference in people's lives and help them feel happy in their homes. What I enjoy most about working at Aspire Housing is knowing that my work directly impacts the well-being of our customers. It's fulfilling to be part of a team that strives to improve lives every day. No 2 days are the same for me. One day I might be managing an urgent situation on site, and the next I could be handling inquiries from customers, colleagues, or contractors. I collaborate with different areas of the business to achieve the best outcomes for our customers. Alex, Localities. As a locality coordinator for the Chesterton area, I manage all aspects of tenancy management. I work closely with tenants and local partners, ensuring people can sustain their tenancies and access support when needed. What I love about working at Aspire Housing is the chance to be part of the community and make a real difference in people's lives. It's incredibly fulfilling to help where it's most needed. I'm usually out visiting customers, handling everything from antisocial behaviour and tenancy changes to safeguarding concerns. I also work with the police and other partners while balancing admin tasks to keep everything on track. Craig, Maintenance. As the lead operative for the Void team, my role involves making sure properties are ready to be relet to new customers. It's a challenging but rewarding job, especially knowing that we're helping to get homes ready for families to move in. What I enjoy most about working at Aspire Housing is the strong sense of teamwork. We work closely together, learning new things every day and meeting lots of new people along the way. Addressing antisocial behaviour, working together to make communities safer. We recently worked with local policing teams to evict a tenant from Fletcher Bank in Newcastle under Lyme, following persistent reports of drug misuse and antisocial behaviour, ASB. This eviction, carried out by Aspire Housing in partnership with Newcastle's local policing team, underscores the serious impact ASB has on local communities and the collaborative actions required to address it. The operation culminated in September after months of concerted effort from both Aspire and the police. We are committed to tackling ASB, and we were proud to join communities across the UK in supporting Antisocial Behaviour Awareness Week, an initiative led by Resolve that ran from the 18th to the 24th of November 2024. This year's theme, #MakingCommunitiesSafer, highlights the importance of community collaboration in tackling ASB, with a special focus on empowering residents to speak up and report issues that disrupt their safety and well-being. Our Head of Neighbourhoods, James Fulford, reflects on this joint effort. Quote, "We are grateful for the support of the Newcastle local policing team and our customers in resolving this issue. Although eviction is a last resort, we take antisocial behaviour very seriously at Aspire Housing. It's our duty to ensure that our communities are safe, and this case shows how effective partnership working can be." End quote. As part of ASB Awareness Week, Aspire Housing and local organisations encourage residents to report instances of antisocial behaviour, helping to prevent it from escalating. PC Heather Bolam from Newcastle's local policing team noted, quote, "We know the distress caused by ASB and the importance of responding promptly. This eviction serves as a reminder that antisocial behaviour has consequences. We urge residents to report issues, knowing that help is available and action will be taken." End quote. This collaborative approach reflects the broader goals of ASB Awareness Week, which calls on communities, councils and housing associations to work closely with the police and other services. By focusing on community action, early intervention and supporting the victims of ASB, organisations like Aspire Housing are at the forefront of driving positive change in neighbourhoods. Understanding antisocial behaviour, ASB, and why reporting it matters. We believe that everyone deserves to feel safe and comfortable in their community. Antisocial behaviour, ASB, can disrupt this, affecting the quality of life in your neighbourhood. Whether it's excessive noise, harassment, vandalism, or something that just doesn't feel right, reporting ASB helps us take the necessary steps to keep our communities welcoming and secure. ASB covers a wide range of behaviours that can disturb, intimidate, or inconvenience others. It could be loud music late at night, consistent littering, or more serious actions that create tension and unease. Whatever the situation, ASB has no place in our communities, and we're committed to addressing it head on. Each report we receive helps us build a safer environment for everyone. Even small actions can have a big impact when we work together. Reporting ASB allows us to respond promptly and effectively, and it also gives us valuable insights into recurring issues that may need more targeted action. Aspire Housing's ASB campaign encourages you to spot it, report it, and we'll action it. By taking that first step and notifying us of ASB incidents, you're helping to ensure that the situation is addressed in a way that respects and supports everyone involved. We've made reporting ASB easy and accessible. You can report incidents directly through My Account, our online portal designed to make it simple for you to stay connected and informed. When you report ASB through My Account, our team will review the information and work with relevant agencies if needed to handle the situation effectively. When you report ASB, we'll action it. Our team is trained to handle various types of ASB cases and works closely with local authorities, police and support services to ensure the most effective response. From issuing warnings to implementing mediation, we'll tailor our approach to best support you and improve the community. Together, we can make Aspire Housing communities places where everyone feels safe and respected. By taking a proactive approach to ASB, we're building a brighter future for everyone. Remember, if you spot it, report it, and we'll action it. Let's keep working together to make our neighbourhoods the best they can be. Tackling loneliness this Christmas. Age UK's call for support. Age UK, let's change how we age. As we approach the festive season, a time traditionally associated with joy and togetherness, it's important to remember that for many older people, this period can be one of the loneliest times of the year. Age UK has launched its Christmas campaign, Together, We're Not Alone, urging the public to support those who may face the holidays feeling isolated and forgotten. The loss of loved ones, reduced mobility, and financial concerns can often leave older people cut off from their communities, making the festive season particularly challenging. Age UK's recent research revealed that nearly 1.4 million people over 65 feel more isolated at Christmas than at any other time of the year, with many spending Christmas Day alone. The charity also found that almost 750,000 older people feel daunted by the closure of shops and services during this period, adding to the sense of isolation. A simple gesture can make a difference. One of the most impactful findings from Age UK's research is that nearly a quarter of older people said that something as simple as a phone call or visit from a loved one could make Christmas easier for them. That's why the charity is asking for donations to help continue their essential services, including the Telephone Friendship Service and the Silver Line Helpline, both of which provide vital connections for those who may have no one else to turn to. Ted, 89, shared how Age UK's services have been a lifeline for him after losing his wife. Quote, "When Jess went, it was so lonely. She was my life," he said. But through the charity's Telephone Friendship Service, Ted has found companionship in his weekly chats with a volunteer. Quote, "I look forward to it every week. It takes me out of myself." End quote. Supporting older people through simple acts of kindness. In addition to donating, Age UK encourages everyone to consider how they can make a difference this Christmas. Whether it's spending more time with older friends, neighbours or relatives, sending a card or sharing useful information about local services, small gestures can go a long way in easing the loneliness many older people feel at this time of year. Age UK's ambassadors, Dame Joanna Lumley and Dame Penelope Wilton, are calling for people to get involved. Dame Joanna Lumley highlighted the importance of human connection, especially during Christmas, saying, quote, "Imagine not having anybody to even say hello to. Age UK is doing everything it can to stop this." End quote. The charity's CEO, Paul Farmer, reminds us that making a difference doesn't require grand gestures. Quote, "Sometimes the smallest act of kindness can transform someone's day." End quote. If you're looking for ways to get involved, Age UK offers volunteering opportunities at both a national and local level via its network of over 125 local Age UKs situated across the country, which host social activities and festive gatherings, offering people a chance to connect with others and share the Christmas spirit. By coming together, we can help ensure that no one feels alone this Christmas. To donate or learn more, visit ageuk.org.uk/Christmas Appeal. Supporting a smoother move in Port Hill Green. When one of our Port Hill Green customers found themselves struggling with the stairs in their upstairs flat, Lee Matthews and Julie Topham stepped in to lend a hand with the move within the same community living scheme. This transition not only provided the customer with a more accessible home, complete with an accessible shower that better suits their needs, but also allowed them to remain an active member of their community. Lee and Julie's efforts are a wonderful example of how we work to improve our customers' quality of life, ensuring they feel safe, connected, and right at home. Macmillan Coffee Mornings, a huge success. Our recent Macmillan Coffee Mornings were a fantastic success, raising an incredible total of £904.71 across four schemes. A huge thank you to everyone who participated and contributed to this cause. Together, we've helped support Macmillan's important work, showing the power of our community's generosity and compassion. A garden transformation at Earl's Court. Thanks to the hard work of our grounds maintenance team, alongside caretakers Phil and Jake, the patio area at Earl's Court has been completely transformed. This inspiring upgrade is set to support the customers' garden club, give them a refreshed, inviting space to enjoy and maintain for years to come. It's a brilliant example of teamwork and dedication, bringing beauty and life to our community spaces. The return of warm spaces. Warm spaces are more than just a place to escape the cold. They're designed to foster community spirit, providing an opportunity to enjoy a hot drink, meet new people, and take a break from the challenges of everyday life. Join us for a cuppa, keeping warm this winter. Last year, our Warm Spaces events made a real difference to the lives of many, helping to reduce isolation and offering valuable support during the winter months. This year, we're continuing that tradition by providing a safe, comfortable place for you to stay warm, meet others, and access important advice, from energy-saving tips to financial assistance. Our Warm Spaces events. 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Derber Close, Audley, ST78EY, Tuesday the 14th of January 2025. Park Road, Silverdale, ST56LP, Tuesday the 21st of January 2025. Kent Grove, Chesterton, ST57HG, Wednesday the 22nd of January 2025. Kimberley Grange, Cross Heath, ST59EH, Thursday the 6th of February 2025. Falkirk Grange, Thistlebury, ST52LL, Friday the 14th of February 2025. Port Hill Green, Port Hill, ST5OLW, Friday the 21st of February 2025. To find more about our Warm Spaces events, visit aspirehousing.co.uk/warm-spaces or scan the QR code on page 11 of the standard print version. Don't get caught by loan sharks this Christmas. We've teamed up with the Illegal Money Lending Team and Moneyline to raise awareness of the dangers of borrowing from loan sharks and offer safer solutions if you need a small short-term loan in an emergency. Research from the Illegal Money Lending Team shows that Christmas is the second most common reason people turn to loan sharks, after essential bills like food, rent, or utilities. We know times are tough again this year, but our advice is simple. Don't get into debt for Christmas. Buy only what you can afford, and if you do need extra cash, be careful where you borrow it from. Loan sharks operate illegally and can quickly become aggressive when chasing repayments. Loan sharks can be tricky to spot. They often seem friendly and part of the community at first, but when you can't pay, they can turn to threats, intimidation, and even violence. They operate without proper authorization, with little to no paperwork, and often add random charges or penalties to the amount owed. People often continue paying because they think they can afford the weekly repayments or feel too afraid to stop. Our advice: never go to a loan shark. They're not offering a community service. They're just in it to make money. If you think you've been targeted by a loan shark, contact the illegal money lending team on 0300 555 2222. Text 0786 002 2116 or email reportaloansharks@stoploansharks.gov.uk. If you need a small short-term loan and can't get it from a bank, Moneyline might be able to help. They're a not-for-profit organisation providing loans between £200 and £1,000, with repayment periods ranging from 14 to 32 weeks. You can meet them at the Kidsgrove Community Hub every Wednesday from 9:30am to 1pm, or find out more on their website at moneyline-uk.com. If you're facing financial difficulties, our money advice team is here to help. Drop in and see them at one of our weekly sessions. We're here to help you avoid the pitfalls of loan sharks and stay financially safe this Christmas. Are you eligible for the Priority Services Register? Find out today by visiting aspirehousing.co.uk/PSR or scanning the QR code on page 12 of the standard print version. Navigating the festive season with confidence. The festive season is a time for joy and togetherness, but rising costs can make it financially challenging. Our money advice team is here to support you with practical tips and resources so you can enjoy the holidays without breaking the bank. Set a budget. Start with a realistic budget that includes gifts, food, decorations, and travel. Prioritise and stick to it to avoid overspending. Track spending. Use apps or a simple spreadsheet to help manage your holiday expenses. Book early. If travelling, book tickets early to secure the best deals. Stay local. Save on travel costs by enjoying local holiday events and activities. Christmas cupboard. Make a gift list and look for items on sale. Wrap and store them in a designated cupboard to spread costs and avoid last-minute stress. Open communication. Talk with loved ones about your budget and gift plans, using the chance to teach children about thoughtful, budget-friendly giving. Secret Santa. Organise a Secret Santa exchange to reduce the number of gifts and bring some fun to the season. Set spending limits. Agree on a limit for gifts within your group to keep costs manageable. Wish lists. Share wish lists to ensure gifts are appreciated and avoid unnecessary spending. Homemade presents. Handmade gifts like baked treats or crafts are often more meaningful and cost-effective. Sock monkeys, for instance, are a fun and affordable DIY option. Experience gifts. Give the gift of experiences, like a 12 dates of Christmas package with ideas for monthly activities like a winter wonderland walk or cozy movie night. Drop-in sessions. For personalised support, visit our drop-in sessions. Monday, Chesterton One Stop Shop, 9:30am to 1pm. Monday, Kidsgrove Community Hub, 9:30am to 1pm. Tuesday, Guildhall, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Kidsgrove Community Hub, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, Guildhall, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, Ramsey Road Community Centre, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This Christmas, let our Aspire team help you enjoy the season without financial worry. After all, the holidays are about spending time with loved ones and creating lasting memories. Reach out to us at our drop-in sessions for support. Support local this Christmas. Hashtag shop local. We're not just a landlord to those in our homes, but we have 92 commercial properties across the borough that support many local businesses. With many items on your doorstep, why not? Hashtag shop local this Christmas. Whether it's a treat of a pre-Christmas pamper to yourself or your pet, it could even be a gift for someone close. There are lots of hair, beauty and pet businesses to choose from. Or maybe it's a takeaway or meal out at one of the restaurants. Have a look at your local pub, as many of them hold themed weekends from Curry Week to Pie Week. It could be a lovely place to meet friends for a pre-Christmas get-together. There are a variety of charity shops that you can buy Christmas gifts from, or maybe you need a clear out and have items to donate that may be perfect for another person to pick up as a gift. Donating or buying clothes also helps the environment. In the UK, around 350,000 tons of clothing waste is sent to landfills each year. With lots of other great shops nearby too, make sure you pay a visit and hashtag shop local. To view all our commercial customers, visit aspirehousing.co.uk/aspire-local or scan the QR code on page 14 of the standard print version. Condensation, damp and mould. Getting ready for winter. 1. Drying clothes releases moisture, so drying clothes outdoors helps to prevent excess moisture in your home. 2. Opening windows or turning on your extractor fan when cooking, showering, bathing and drying clothes on a drying rack indoors helps moist air escape. 3. Closing internal doors and using draft excluders reduces the amount of heat moving into colder areas of your home. This helps keep the heat in the rooms you use most often, making them feel more comfortable. 4. Keeping your home heated helps to prevent condensation from forming on surfaces. 5. Curtains and rugs help to keep your home warm. Curtains should stop between the edge of the windowsill and above radiators. Opening them in the morning and closing them at dusk helps to let warmth in and keep the cold out. 6. Radiator valves control the temperature in each room. You can turn to a higher setting in rooms you want to be warmer and lower in rooms you don't use as often, using your energy more efficiently and cost-effectively. Typical settings are 4 to 5 in living areas and 2 to 3 in bedrooms. 7. If you can, setting your thermostat to the lowest comfortable temperature, recommended between 18 and 21 degrees Celsius, will help to keep you and your home healthy while keeping your energy bills down. 8. Moving sofas and other furniture away from radiators or heaters helps the heat to travel more effectively around the rooms in your home. 9. Putting lids on pans when cooking prevents excess moisture in the air and helps save on your energy bill. Aspire Housing. Talk to us. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Search Aspire Housing. Web, aspirehousing.co.uk. Please. Please recycle me. Approved by our engaged customers. Planting trees to catch carbon. 190-599-00540. Standard print version printed on carbon captured paper. FSC registered. Registered office, Aspire Housing Limited, Kingsley, The Brampton, Newcastle under Lyme, Staffordshire, ST5OQW. A registered society with the Financial Conduct Authority, registration number 31218R. Registered with the Regulator of Social Housing, L4238. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 440044. Email info at a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk. Web www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 41184.